Well, Michael, I'm really, really excited about our next guest. He's just terrific.
Oh, Leslie Odom Jr. I mean, everyone knows that I was not a huge fan of Hamilton, but Leslie Odom as Aaron Burr in that show was one of the best performances I have ever seen.
Well, when you talk about the talented entertainers on the scene these days, you have to include Leslie Odom Jr. in the conversation. Of course, he was Aaron Burr in the Broadway smash Hamilton. He's got a bunch of movies coming out. One I'm very excited about, Christmas Day, deals with Cassius Clay before he was Muhammad Ali, the night he won the heavyweight championship in 1964 in Miami. And in March, he's in the prequel to The Sopranos. And if that's not enough, he has a Christmas album coming out in a couple of days. And with that, let's bring in Leslie Odom Jr. That sounds great, Leslie.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Who doesn't love Christmas, and who doesn't want a Christmas album these days?
Well, you know, it was a part of the pivot. You know, all of us, COVID-19 and the restrictions caught us all in the middle of something. You know, I was actually on tour for my last album. I put out an album out of all original music, and the tour got canceled second day. So I wasn't really, you know, thinking about it too much. I just came home. I wanted to be, you know, close to my family and, you know, try to keep everybody safe. But 2-3 months into this thing, we started to, get that itch to be creative again. And we just imagined what people might be in need of for this holiday season, this Christmas, unlike any other. And so we just tried to make something joyful and positive.
Hey, Leslie, you must be in touch with all your friends from the Broadway world. And I know when it first came down that Governor Cuomo was going to shut down Broadway, we all thought, it's going to be 2 weeks and we'll be back. And we're going on our 8th month now. How are your friends who make their living from Broadway doing?
Well, you know, end of the day, we're creatives. And so what I'm seeing is that creators are creating and they're innovating. And sometimes you probably had this too in your life. It's like, look, 8 months later, somehow most of, you know, what we're still here, like your bills have somehow managed to get paid. It's like it is a tricky time and it is putting a strain on lots of things, but I think we're going to get through it. I think we're stronger than we even know. And, you know, it's going to be the kind of thing we look back at. We're like, I don't quite know how I made it through that year or that year and a half or whatever, you know, but I made it and here we are again, you know. So people are, it's tough times, you know, but somehow they're making it.
Leslie, are you looking to get back on Broadway?
I'd love to, you know, especially I think it's kind of going to be an all hands on deck when the theaters do reopen. You know, it's kind of going to be a thing that we all, those of us that value and treasure the theater, are going to have to make it a priority to do what we can to shine a light there and get people to feel safe to come back in the theaters and get, you know, remind people of why it's valuable. Because look, it only takes 3 weeks, they say, to get, you know, to build a new habit. And so, you know, people will at that point have been without the theater for, you know, maybe a year. We're going to have to remind people this is something that you loved once. It's something you can love again.
You know, Leslie, when Broadway reopens, I think one of the shows that's going to lead the way is Hamilton. I just wonder, any chance that you would ever jump back into Hamilton? Because, you know, your performance as Aaron Burr is seared in the minds of so many who saw it. Would you ever just jump back in there to kind of lead the way back to the live theater?
I wouldn't count it out at all. That Hamilton has been, like you said, it's, you know, it was this thing that kind of reached beyond the it reached beyond those 20 blocks or so in New York City, and it really did touch people far and wide. And so if somebody felt like that could help and somebody felt like getting us back together would make a difference, absolutely. I love those people, and it was such a wonderful time in my life, changed my life. So yeah, of course.
We're on with Leslie Odom Jr. Now, his next movie opens Christmas Day. It's called One Night in Miami. I can't wait to see it because I wrote a book for young people called Greatest Moments in Sports. And one of the moments I chose was that One Night in Miami. Cassius Clay, who a few days later changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He beat Sonny Liston for the world championship in 1964. The arena was half empty that night because everyone thought that Liston was going to win the thing and shut up the loudmouth, Cassius Clay, and it didn't happen. And now this movie's the backstory, which I wasn't familiar with. Well, what's that all about?
Yeah, I love that you know all about that night. And nobody expected Cassius to win except for Cassius, of course. And so there's no victory party planned or anything that night. And so, true story, you know, Cassius spent the night hanging out in a hotel room with his three pals, his three good buddies, who just happened to be Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown. So nobody knows what, you know, went down in the room where it happened, as it were. but this movie supposes what those gentlemen might have talked about that night and what might have, you know, on such a momentous, monumental night, what they kind of all might have been dealing with in that room. As you said, you know, Cassius was about to become Cassius X first, and then Muhammad Ali, of course, and Malcolm was leaving the Nation of Islam, which his friends didn't know. Sam was at a crossroads. Jim was about to step away from football and move to acting solely. So it was a big night for all of them. And just, you know, the emotions were running so high. This Kent Powers' script, directed by Oscar Academy Award-winning actress Regina King, brilliant Regina King, supposes what those gentlemen might have been going through on that night.
And you play Sam Cooke. Hey, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Leslie Odom Jr., continued success. And thanks so much for a few minutes, and we'll play you out with your Christmas song. Thanks, Leslie.
We'll see you on Broadway, Leslie.